You're listening to the number one old school RuneScape podcast. You're listening to Old School RuneScape Weekly.
Welcome to Old School RuneScape Weekly. Today is 13 November 2021. I am your host, Nick, and I am joined by my co-host, Carl.
Good morning.
It's a great morning. I love waking up early and doing
on a Saturday when you go to sleep at 1:30 a.m. the night prior.
Yeah, I'm happy to get up early and start killing hellhounds in the catacombs of Karend while doing the show.
Same. I'm happy to log in at 7 a.m. on a Saturday and start mining amethyst on two accounts at the same time.
What level mining are you on your Iron Man?
I'm still 92.
Okay.
Yeah, I've
just. Oh, yeah, I guess it'll probably be a week before you hit 92.
Oh, yeah, it's super slow at 92, plus I'm using a rune pickaxe, so I can't be bothered to get a dragon. I can't be bothered. It's too much work.
I bet you if you did Venonatus would probably be the best way to do it.
No, I think Callisto might be easier, but either way.
I've never had good luck at Callisto. I always get, like, wrecked.
That's fair. I could try both and see what happens, but
actually I think the best would probably be Vedion. You're like pretty close to being able to TP out and you get the Ring of the Gods.
I've actually died more there than any of the other bosses from PKers.
Really?
Yeah. I
feel like
there was one time
I
died,
the
a whole team logged in and I just got killed instantly. I got frozen immediately.
I think the only ones that I've had, like, gotten killed every single time at was Callisto. Sometimes I go to Callisto and I don't even get, like, halfway through a kill and, I'm already, like, being attacked.
Jeez. Might just be the world, son.
Yeah, you're probably, doing them on, like, the 2200 total worlds, aren't you?
Yeah, I was. The 22 Australian worlds.
Oh, yeah. Nobody's going on that and doing anything.
Every time I was on there were like 50 people logged in on that world.
All right. Well, I guess we can move on into the competition and the competition results. So, Kuzian won. I think we talked about that last time.
Kuzian won? I had no idea.
Everybody shocked.
That's a surprise.
There was nobody who came out of nowhere and turned in 20 kills or, or 20 points or whatever. And then we had Nottawine get second place. And then third place was me and White Cricket and I. And then fourth place was Diet, Andy, Blazefire 420, and Sloppy Nachos, all with 1 point.
I had some points, but I forgot to post them in the competition submissions channel, so...
Yeah, I think you were probably tied with Nottawine.
Probably.
For a second. But, yeah, it was a competition I'm never doing again, but he got his four bonds. I dropped him off to him, and he's now rune tier in the chat. Yep. So, see? It earning ranks... There's only one rank I guess you could pay for, and that's the gold rank by donating bonds. But all
to
the
competitions.
Other ones, like, yeah, the rune and the adamant and dragon tier, you get it all through winning competitions.
Yeah.
You get it through skill and hard work, you know?
Hard work and sweat and shit in your pants if it's a smithing competition.
Yeah, we can't do a smithing competition. I don't need anybody shitting themselves.
Yeah, true.
For second place. For rank two.
For second place. Oh, no.
But this week's show, the competition that we've got is a mining competition, which I think we talked about a little bit on the last show, but I didn't set a date for it. So this time it's 15 November to 22 November. So Carl's probably going to win it. On both of his accounts. You're going to be first and second place on both your accounts. I guarantee it.
Oh my god. Probably.
I'm looking forward to that. I think I'm going to participate too. I've got some mining to do. I don't know if Joe will participate. I think he will.
He might.
He wanted the... Yeah, I actually, you know what? I've been seeing him at Motherlode Mine, too.
Yeah, so he's like
He probably will participate.
He's like 85 mining or something like that.
Is he trying to get to...
Amethyst, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's too good, the dart tips.
Yeah, it's really good crafting XP. I mean, Amethyst darts are just very easy to get. And they're good. They're very good.
All right. Let's move into this week in review. So, I think I'll go first because I just had something happen yesterday. Unless you have something you really want to talk about.
No, go ahead.
I got the Warriors rank.
And oh, I got dang. The Berserker rank. Oh, you got a Warriors rank and a Berserker rank.
Yeah, it was funny. Maybe like two kills before the Berserker ring, I got the Warriors ring. And I was like, okay, I'm not too upset about this. Like, this isn't, you know, this is still an upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got the Berserker's ring. And then I died 20 kills later to a dickhead. I immediately left and just went and got it imbued and then finished my task. But I was pretty fucking happy. That was like another thing knocked off my stuff I want before I do Cox list.
Yeah, you would have a long list of things before you do Cox.
Yeah, there's a lot of prep work into doing Cox.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta get the knee pads out.
So I think the last two big things that I have that I want before I'll try is Dragon Warhammer and 87 Slayer.
Dragon Warhammer. Oh. What a fun grind. I recommend everyone do it.
I also want 92 mining, but I think that I probably will like give up before I fully get there. So.
Do you think you'll give up before 92 mining before your Dragon Warhammer? Or like, which one do you think you'll give up on first?
Dragon Warhammer. Oh, no. So if I get to like 5,000 kills, I'll probably swap to doing 92 mining just to get the Amethyst darts to maybe like speed it up.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that I'm hoping that I'll get the Dragon Warhammer before I get 92 mining, and then I'll just move into Cox without getting the upgraded darts.
There you go.
That's my like hope, is that that happens.
Yeah,
but it could be worse. I don't know. That's the worst part about that mine or that grind. It's not like 87 Slayer. I know when I'm gonna get 87 Slayer. Like I know I can do it.
You can do that.
But the Dragon Warhammer, you know, I could get it in 55,000 KC.
You could be that one guy that's been the driest out of everyone else. That would suck.
But hopefully that doesn't happen. I haven't been, that's what scares me, is that I haven't been super unlucky on my account yet. Like nothing's been like crazy unlucky. Most things I've gotten like around the drop rate or like super fucking lucky.
Yeah, and there's gonna be more things that you get super lucky on too, so
Well hopefully I'm only lucky and never unlucky.
True. I mean, everyone hopes for that.
What other? I got 83 Slayer yesterday. I don't think I've really accomplished anything else big other than those. I just been slowly leveling the account. I think I hit 1800 total level since the last show, but yeah, I'm already 1819. I think by next year I'll be 1900.
By next year you mean January?
Yeah.
I get you.
Speaking of January, I think as mad as I was whenever the change happened, I think I'm gonna retake off work again because I don't learn leagues. My lesson.
Yeah,
for leagues,
dude. And if they delay it again, I'm done. I'm just done with this company.
So yeah, we'll sneak peek. We'll do the same thing where I'll say that we're gonna do like a little live party for leagues.
Nice. Day one.
What about you?
So fun. Oh, for
any big accomplishments?
I got 78 Herblore on the iron. I got my one Chambers KC yesterday. That was fun. I died.
On the Iron Man?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I didn't even know that. That's sick.
Yep. We got one KC, so I got the Elite Diary marked off for that one. Didn't get any spooned. No, I didn't get any spooned Tebows or Dex Prey Scrolls. That would have been nice.
What would you have done if you gotten a Tebow? You probably want a Kodai more than you want a Tebow.
Yeah, I want a Kodai and a Dex Prey Scroll. Those are like my two things that I want.
If you don't get the Kodai, will you still try to do Inferno?
Yeah, I'll just use an Ancient Staff.
Okay. No, I figured as much, but I didn't know if like that was one of your like hard I want this or like a soft like I want this.
No. I mean the Dex is kind of up there as well. It's like I want it, but I don't need it. Like if I go super dry chambers without getting a Dex, I'm just gonna send the Inferno without rigor. Because I don't want to stay at chambers for 6 months and then never get the one item I want.
That's actually my plan, is to stay at chambers for a pretty long time.
Yeah.
As soon as I get it, my goal is 500 KC.
Damn. So that's a tall order, but that's good.
It is a tall order.
Get some good purples in that KC.
True, exactly. And my other goal is to like learn to solo it so that when people are offline, when my friends are offline, I can still do it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right. You got anything else?
I got
anything happen on the main?
I got two dragon pickaxes from Callista like a week ago.
Oh wait, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
You know what's funny
all
is like
under 100 KC, both of them.
The day before you posted that, some guy posted on, I think it was on the Ironscape subreddit. He was like doing the same thing as you. He was doing like the combat achievements, and he got like 5 dragon pickaxes at like sub 200 KC at Benatus.
Holy shit!
Yeah, and he got the pet. He got like 4 dragon pickaxes, and then got the pet, and then got 2 more dragon pickaxes.
Wow, yeah. Gaming. Yeah, I was hoping to get the Callisto pet because that one's pretty cool. But no luck.
Callisto pet. Which one of the wilderness pets do you think is the coolest?
Probably Callisto.
I think Callisto would be my second. I like Vedion. I think
Vedion's interesting. Yeah, it's definitely unique. Scorpia is kind of cool too.
Scorpia is cool. Of the demi bosses or whatever, I think Scorpia is the coolest.
Yeah,
I guess there's really only Scorpia and the Chaos Elemental.
Mm-hmm.
They need to make a crazy archaeologist pet.
The pet man.
Little pet man. you know what's funny is I went back and I looked at the polls for when they were polling the bosses, and more specifically the wilderness bosses, and it was crazy. Almost every like boss that they polled got like 76% for the pet, and it made me go like, man, like, and you know, this was 2014, and it just had me going like, man, you know, 1% or you know, two less percent, and RuneScape would be completely different today.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, I didn't consider that. It's really close.
Yeah, pets are like such a large part of the game. It's just funny that we were just 2% away from it not happening.
Dude, we should repoll it, honestly, if it's that close.
Some of them actually failed, and I now know, like, the wilderness bosses in the first poll actually all failed. All the rest of the bosses passed, but obviously, like, they later on passed a poll. They probably repolled them at some
interesting
point.
I wonder why they failed.
Yeah, they were at like 73%, so damn, they just barely failed. I don't know, people at the time probably, because it was the first time any pets were ever pulled, and they pulled it like for every single boss. I don't know, some people were probably like, I don't want wilderness boss pets for some reason.
Yeah,
I don't know, but interesting stuff. I've thought about for a segment for the show, going and pulling like all the polls that were at, like 70 to 75%, that like didn't pass and still haven't been passed into the game, And then, like, we could talk about it, you know, like, how crazy would it be? Because there's some shit that Jagex has, like, pulled or wanted to do that is, like, crazy to think about now. It, like, oh, man, that would be crazy if that were in the game.
Weren't there a couple skills they pulled that got close, right?
Mm-hmm. I think the closest was sailing, I think sailing was like 69. I wish they would add inventor or invention or whatever that skill is called.
Invention.
That's cool. That skill is pretty cool.
I think it could do some good for the economy, but I don't know. I think it's kind of overpowered. They'd have to like change it fundamentally from RS3.
No, I completely agree. I'm assuming that they would like pretty much nerf the skill when they added it into RuneScape. Yeah. Like a lot of the stuff that they add in from RS3 is weaker. Okay. Well, we can move on into polls, news, and updates. And the first one is the next rewards blog where they updated all the rewards. I actually liked. I know most people didn't, so this is going to be, like, unpopular, but I actually like the rewards that they pulled first. The bow and the ancient robes.
Yeah. I don't
know. They're unique.
That's true. The stuff they're doing now is not unique. But that's okay.
The stuff they're doing now is just better bandos.
Yep. Essentially.
Whereas before, you know, it was like robes where they could tweak the numbers and make them interesting, you know. Mm-hmm. It all just made like the ancient spells better, and I think they could have tweaked the numbers or like added special effects to it, like maybe increasing the radius on Ice Barrage, or like I think that there was a lot they could have done there, but now we'll probably never know.
Nope. It's gone forever.
Do you see the picture of Nex?
Yeah.
In true RuneScape fashion, that looks so shitty. there is no escape, and she looks so dumb.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, actually, how dumb it looks.
That's like the last thing in the world that I'm scared of.
Dude, I could see there being some memes with this. This is a good meme format.
But essentially the first poll question is, should Nex be added? So what are your thoughts, Carl, on question one?
Well, I'm a big proponent for originality and uniqueness. And in my honest opinion, there's nothing unique or original about Nex. So I'll just throw that out there. That's my opinion.
I'm going to say that I agree with you, but I'm going to vote yes on this because I low-key want to do this in leagues.
True. I mean, I'm pretty certain that it will pass and come into the game, but
yeah,
for like out of principle, I don't want to vote yes on it. Now, they could have literally renamed the boss, like, I don't know, they could have called it Nev or something. And I would have voted yes, because at least they put some effort into calling it something else instead of just bringing in an RS3 boss without putting any work in.
I can't imagine that it's that much easier to just take a boss from RS3 and move it over into OSR. It's like it's that much easier that you're willing to not create like new and original content, but right. Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know what their reasoning is, but it's probably their investors' fault, the shareholders, all of those people. I just blame it on them, honestly.
They, it's weird because if you go and you look back to like 2006, 2007, I was like looking at like the history of content coming out. They were putting out so much shit in 2006 and 2007, and they had like a quarter of the team size.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't like the difference is poll blogs. I guess that's the difference. Like they probably have better hardware. They probably have more talented people now. I don't know why stuff would take longer, you know, the main difference is like pulls.
It's because if they release too much content at once, they don't make as much money. So they're trying to extend it out so people have to have longer term memberships so they make more money. That's the whole reason for it.
Well, yeah, that's like the reason for like arbitrary grinds. But like if I add in 5 new quests, like, and you know, in 6 months, I think that you still get the same thing. Like that's a lot of content people have to, you know, take time to complete.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I agree with you. Most of RuneScape is like arbitrarily long grinds specifically to make sure that you, you stay, subscribed.
Yeah. Unless you're, Moist Critical and you get 18 million XP in 2 hours in smithing and craft and, smithing and crafting. But you know, it's just going to cost you 3.5 billion GP. But you can get your 299s in less than 2 hours.
And Bond says they also said they were training new J mods and they have a lot more steps before they release the content into the game. And yeah, I remember them talking about that the quality assurance now is much higher than it was back then.
Yeah.
To make sure they don't add something into the game and all of a sudden people start duping Tebows and then they have to reset the game.
Yeah.
Alright, next one is the Torva armor.
Upgraded Bandos.
Yeah, basically.
Bandos 2. Just call it Bandos 2. That's all it is. it looks nice. It seems... Dude, power creep. Oh my god, we can't have it. It's too power creep.
So what's... the difference here is the Torva plate body has a stab defense of 117... And then the Bandos chest plate has a stab defense bonus of 98. So, okay. So, and on ranged, Bandos is 133 for defense, and then Torva 142. So it's a pretty good step up.
It's actually like crazy how much better it is. And if you
even some of these are like 20 plus better. Yeah.
But the craziest thing is the melee strength bonus that full Torva offers over full Bandos. So full Bandos, you get 6 strength, melee strength. Full Torva gives you 18.
Mm-hmm.
Which is insane. It's 3 times better.
Oh, yeah, but that's including the full helm. You get what I'm saying?
That's because fair. Because, yeah, Bandos.
You would have to you'd have to compare it to the Nato's not face guard, which... I'll pull up. I guess I should have added that in here, but the Natus Knot face guard has +6. That kind of seems odd to me that they're adding in an item that is better than the face guard, but whatever, I guess.
Yeah.
It'll definitely make people look better because they'll fucking match now instead of wearing Mandos and a Natus Knot face guard.
What about a green booger helm instead?
I wonder what I don't know what the stats are on that, but this is so the Natus Knot face guard has a melee strength bonus of +6, and then the Torva full helm's +8. So it's a pretty good step up.
Okay.
So before with Bandos and the Natus Knot face guard, you had a melee strength bonus of, what is that, +12, and now you're at +18.
So, that's not bad.
It's a pretty good step up.
So, I'm getting a little ahead, but on the next slide, it's talking about how you make the Torva pieces. So does that mean that the Torva armor is untradeable and you have to make it? Because if that's the case, then that's like... the caveat to make it like harder to get, because you need 90 smithing to make the Torva armor.
Maybe I didn't copy enough stuff over.
I'm thinking it's gonna work is the components are gonna be tradable and you have to make it yourself. This is what my understanding is. I could be wrong on that, but
let's see.
The broken Torva, Bandosian components, and repaired Torva are all tradable.
Yep, I see that. We okay. did consider Bandos boots providing components. However, this takes away from the potential Bandos chest plates item sync. Yeah, so I actually I listened to their Q&A or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to their Q&A yesterday, and they actually talked about this, about the because somebody brought up like, oh, will you be able to take the Bandos boots and turn it into Bandos components? And their answer was no. And it made a lot of sense whenever they were talking about it. They were like, because, you know, Bandos boots are worth significantly less than the other parts. And that's instead true. Of creating a Bandos chest plate and tacit sync, we'll have like literally just created like a Bandos boots sync. So they'll become the only thing that'll come out of this. Well, Bandos boots will be worth even less, or like, or not that they'll be worth even less, but like the price of Bandos boots will go up and the Bandos chest plate and tacits will probably stay the same, because everybody's just gonna be dismantling boots
right
into components.
And that's kind of interesting that you bring that up, because it aren't the chest plate is cheaper than the tacits, right?
Mm-hmm.
But and the chest plate gives you more components.
Yeah,
that doesn't seem very consistent in my opinion, but okay.
I thought about it, and I think what they're trying to do is get them to be closer in value.
That makes sense.
Because making it give more components will make it
kind of like even out the price. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
All right. The next one, we already talked about this. They didn't change any of the stats, but the Zarite Vamp Braces. This one I'm actually the most excited about.
Yep.
I think that it's good to add this in.
I'm glad they finally added a best in slot ranged set of gloves, because you know you've got the ferocious gloves and the tormented bracelet for melee magic. So,
And it's a pretty like sizable step up too.
Oh yeah, it's much better.
Cause let's see,
extra plus the... 6 accuracy.
Yep, and then plus 2 range on strength. The ranged attack.
Yep.
And you get the one prayer too.
Ooh.
That's the other thing. All of this, all of these pieces of equipment give one prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So. Well, I guess Bandos.
Bandos does too. That. Yeah.
Yeah. You're actually losing out on prayer bonus in total, because the Torva Full Helm gives one, and then the Nadus Not Face Guard gives 3.
Oh, damn. Face guard OP.
Assuming that's what you're upgrading from.
I mean, you probably should. You want the extra melee strength bonus. You want the max hit. That's the whole point of having better gear, is the max hit increase.
I don't think I'm gonna do this content for quite a long while, but well, other than leagues, I plan to do a lot of Nex in leagues, just because I think it'll be fun.
Yeah,
but oh, yeah, outside of sure. leagues, I think it's a long while, because especially if I'm talking about doing it on my Iron Man, what is that? I have to get the fucking Bandos components.
Oh, easy, dude. Just go get it on 1KC. Go get some tacits on your first kill,
and then I have to be lucky enough to get the actual pieces. So.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I thought the Torva armor. I just remembered this. You know the big guys in Fallout?
What? The big guys?
Or not, like, the big guy. Well, I think so. Fallout. It's like, I don't know what the armor's called in Fallout.
It's like power armor or whatever it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the power armor in Fallout. It looks like the power armor.
It does kind of.
The one thing that I've always disliked about RuneScape armor is, for some reason, the legs always look really tiny. Like, don't his legs look really thin? Like, why not?
He needs to do some squats.
His legs look super thin. He looks like a stick. He's got this big ass, like, chest plate, and then these skinny little. He's wearing skinny jeans.
Man skipping leg day.
And it's like that with so much armor. Anyway. Next one's the crossbow.
Oh.
So apparently, the boss is going to be weaker to crossbows, essentially, where he's going to be like efficient to use crossbows to kill it instead of like a T-bow or Bofa.
Okay.
Like, it'll be better to use the Armadillo crossbow or a Dragon Hunter crossbow.
Yeah.
So, but this one, it's sort of the same thing as the Bandos, to where you you use the Armadillo crossbow. So.
Dude, the Armadillo crossbow is going up in price because of this update. It's like 30 mil right now.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I need to sell the one on my main then. Yeah, it's taken a pretty good spike.
Yeah.
From this.
Sell it while it's hot.
I've like got it pulled up. Yeah. It was worth like 21 mil a week ago, and now it's 30 mil. Damn, that's such a good spike. And it's only climbing, it's not going back down. Anyway, I don't care about the economy. I'm an Iron Man. next one is the God Sword, which again, we also talked about.
Yeah, I don't know when you would use this. I mean, it seems okay for like PvP, but.
I like the mechanic just because it's interesting, you know, the fact that they have to be, five tiles away before the timer ends.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll be hit for 25 damage. It's pretty, it's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know what bosses this would be good on.
I don't know. Because, I mean, if you're using it for, like, sustaining your health, you'd be better off just using an SGS anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where it would be comparable. Seems like a PvP weapon to me. I don't know.
Yeah. I guess the difficult part about it being a PvP weapon would be the staying five tiles away. I don't know. Well, I guess you could force something to happen.
You could freeze them, like ice barrage them, and then spec them with this so they can't move.
Yeah, and then run off. And then the other thing is, even if you don't ice barrage them and you hit them with it, it makes them so that they have to stay within like a certain range of you. So you could really, I think you could abuse it in some interesting ways.
Well,
the
damage procs if they don't move more than five tiles away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you could force them to... never mind. I get what you're saying. Yeah. You have to be...
It's the opposite. Yeah, they have to move away to not take the damage.
Not sure. It's interesting.
It looks cool.
I don't think it'll be... Yeah, I love the handle at the bottom. The handle looks sick.
Yeah.
And then I didn't do any reading up on this at all, the Blood Essence. I don't know how this thing works at all, but we'd also like to explain a bit more about the Blood Essence, since we previously kept those details pretty sparse. Blood Essence is a semi-rare item dropped by Nex and various other monsters in the Ancient Prison. It is both tradable and stackable. A player can activate a Blood Essence to toggle it to its active state. If they then craft blood runes with the active blood essence, they'll have a 50% chance to create extra runes. Each blood essence has 1,000 charges or can craft 1,000 runes per essence. So it's just a way of like increasing your blood rune count from blood rune crafting.
That seems interesting. I'd be okay with
that. I think this is actually an Iron Man update.
True.
I think it's like a way to... I don't know. Help Iron Men get more blood runes so that they don't have to buy them from shops.
Dude, Shopscape?
True. They're trying to get rid of Shopscape.
Nah, impossible. Can't be done.
Next one, Nihil Shards. I think I remember reading about this.
Yeah.
These have remained unchanged. Oh, yeah. Doesn't the new potion, like, it's a defense boost, right?
It gives you like magic and prayer or something. It increases your magic level and restores prayer. each by a certain percentage.
When drunk, this primordial concoction boosts magic by 5% plus 2 and restores prayer by 10% plus 2, with the ability to boost up to 5% over the player's base prayer level. However, it also drains attack, strength, and defense by 10% plus 2. So think before you drink.
Before you drink. Oh my god.
You shouldn't have to drink the drink.
You shouldn't have to drink the drink. That's right. Seems like a very niche item, but I could see it being useful somewhere.
Where would you use it? I guess it would be something...
Magic and prayer.
There's probably something people are going to use it for. I guess the real use of it would probably be combat achievements.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, some kind of combat achievement thing. Anyway. Ecumenical key shards. For those that missed it, you can gather 50 of these for one ecumenical key. Please note that you can't convert the shards to a key if you already have the cap on keys. So.
Ooh.
I think you get that. I think you... I think you get these by killing the minions in, like, the next area.
Yeah.
The ancient area.
Just like the... So the blood essence is dropped by Nex and the random monsters as well.
Mm-hmm. Every foe in the prison apart from Nex herself has a chance of dropping a piece of iconic ancient ceremonial robe set. This set consists of a mask, top, legs, gloves, and boots. They have the same stats as monk robes and will be added to the collection log. If you're familiar with Nex from old, note that they no longer allow players to bypass the essence count required to take on Nex herself.
Okay.
I'm guessing that was like an RS3 mechanic. Actually, no, I remember them talking about it in the Q&A. Apparently, the minions were significantly more difficult in RS3. Like, they purposely made them difficult and then added in this mechanic of, like, unlocking the full robe set to skip doing the minions.
Gotcha. That's pretty broken.
Mm-hmm. Next one's the Gilinor Gazette. There was, like, nothing in it. It was super long, and I read most of it, and it was a total waste of time. It like really didn't announce much or talk about much.
Wasn't there one Gilinor Gazette that they did that was like, hey guys, sorry, we haven't been doing the Gilinor Gazette.
This one, so the first thing that they did was they talked about how they're doing the Android beta. Which I'm excited for. I signed up for it. Hopefully I get in. They're adding in all of like the Steam client plugins into the beta.
Ooh.
So Chambers of Zarek helper, wood cutting and ore respawn timers, increased draw distance, chat improvement, buff bars, fishing spot indicators. The fishing spot indicator would be super useful when I'm AFKing.
The agility helper as well, super nice.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Those steps are like barely noticeable on mobile. I sometimes don't understand how these mobile only players like play the game.
Yeah.
Let's see. All right. Next is a picture. They were just like sharing like concept art for what's it called? TOA.
TOA, the tombs of my ass.
Tombs of ass cut. yeah, it looks interesting.
It does. It looks. It kind of gives off like Dune vibes with the robes that she's wearing.
Oh, true. Dune was such a good movie.
Dune was so good.
Are you doing a podcast? Yeah.
Oh, the CC is about a podcast. I remember that.
Next is some more concept art. Looks very Dune-esque.
Yeah, it looks very, very Dune-y. Like sandy.
That's what they're going for.
Yeah.
Perfect timing.
Whoever designed this watched Dune, and then the next day they're like, oh, I gotta add this to RuneScape. This is some good shit right here.
uh disagree. Dune Damn. Was such a good movie.
You don't like Dune? Dune was good.
Dune was so good. I am like so excited for the sequel.
Yeah.
So pumped. Even though it's like 2 years from now. Feeling like it was dragging on. I'll say, I think the last like quarter of the movie did drag on.
It did.
Yeah, I think it could have been shortened. Anyway, next is just a picture of Nex, like what they're trying to make the place look like. I'm assuming that that's the place that you make the armor at.
The like forge type thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Looks cool.
And then that was really it for the Gazette. They talked, there was this super long, this was super dumb, and this is when I was like, I guess I really am playing a children's game. they like, at the bottom half of the Gillenor Gazette, it just goes over like, these pretend notes of like characters in the, characters in the game writing into the mods.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird. Like the demon, like the like drill sergeant demon wrote them a letter and was like, you guys need to do push-ups. This is my workout routine. And I'm like, what the hell am I reading?
What the heck?
You need to be writing something else.
I didn't see that. I need to go back and read that. That's funny.
It was so cringe. There was like a bunch of stuff at the bottom that was super fucking dumb.
Oh my god.
Anyway, next thing was the future plans for the old school economy. So, to make a really long thing short, it essentially what they're going to do is they're going to do a 2% tax when you're selling an item. So when you're purchasing an item, the tax doesn't apply, but when you're selling it, the 2% tax applies. And then that money is going to go into a coffer. And then that coffer is going to purchase items that they've like specifically set aside. Like, hey, we want these items removed from the game. So that coffer will like purchase these items from the Grand Exchange and then delete the item.
Ooh, from the game. Nice. Get rid of all these extra items. Make items worth more again.
And I like the list that they have so far. They have the Spectral Arcane Shield, Nightmare Staff and Orbs, Twisted Bow, Elder Maul, the rest of the shit you get from Cox, God Swords, Armadill Armor, Bandos Armor, the rest of the stuff that you get from God Wars, Abyssal Bludgeon, Kraken Tentacle, Trident, Dark Bow, Smoke Battle Staff, Occult Necklace, and the Toxic Blowpipe.
I'm surprised the Scythe isn't on this list.
They said that they are going to add more stuff to the list. Like, this is okay. Just the first one that they see as, like, the high priority stuff.
Oh, okay.
The one thing that I think, is the craziest here is the occult necklace.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that item is, for what it does... is super fucking cheap.
Yeah, it's a really good item. It needs to be worth more for sure.
Yeah. So if there's one on here that I think really needs to go up in price, it's definitely the occult.
Mm-hmm.
I also guarantee just announcing this has made the prices of all these items go up.
Yeah, people are like panicking and just selling everything.
Abyssal Bludgeon. That would be fun to get on in Iron Man. I mean, not the process of getting it.
Yeah,
be
fighting
fun,
Sire sounds terrible, but getting the bludgeon sounds good.
Yeah, but having the bludgeon on in Iron Man sounds like it'd be a pretty good flex.
Yeah, and it's pretty useful in a lot of cases.
Mm-hmm.
Chambers being one of them.
And Cerberus.
Yeah, and Cerberus.
What? It'd be really good at Tecton, right?
Yep. Very good at Tecton.
I've been watching a lot of people doing Cox in my like mental preparation for it.
That's good. You gotta prepare yourself.
Yeah, for all the sitting I'm going to be doing. Sitting and planking. Next is the increased bank space.
Good update.
So, yeah, really good update. Now your total bank space will go, I think it's like 816 now or something like that, to 1160. Assuming you have 888 mil.
The total will be 1200 is the total. Because assuming you have a bank pin and an authenticator, you get free 40 slots for that, plus the other totals to 1200. But yeah, you don't need that much bank space, let's be honest.
I'm assuming I'll probably buy four on my Iron Man. I think anything more than that, I can't imagine that I would, one, need that space, and two, would be willing to like spend 20 mil on 40 bank spaces.
Yeah.
But I'd probably be willing to spend, what is that in total? Like 20 mil for
18 for 20. The first four blocks.
Oh, yeah, 18.
Because you add them all up. Yep. That's not bad, actually.
Yeah, for 1,000?
Yeah,
that's for... That's a really good increase.
Yeah, 160 bank spots. That's not bad.
The funniest one is block 9, 500 mil.
For 40 bank spaces. Who's buying that shit? What the hell?
I was listening to them talk about it, and they were like, yeah, we pretty much figured that the, you know, the last like three, the 100 mil, 200 mil, 500 mil are pretty much just like status symbols at that point. Like,
yeah.
Nobody really like needs that space.
True.
Nobody's going to be like, I am happy spending 500 mil for 40 bank spaces. And then I think it's so not cringe, but it's weird when they keep talking about this. And you even see it in the post. Mm-hmm. The gold sink is quite literally a gold sink. Like, I probably heard them say that phrase like 10 times listening to the Q&A. Oh, like, they just kept saying it again. And now it's time for the literal gold sink. And I'm like, all right. Yeah, I got it. It's a golden sink.
It's British humor.
Brits.
Them Brits.
So what is it? It's costing 10 mil.
It's a golden sink, right? Nick.
It costs 10 mil.
10 mil?
Yeah. And we added in the golden sink. You know how much gold I think this is going to remove from the game?
Maybe 10 mil. One person.
Yeah, maybe 10 this. Mil. 10 mil. There's going to be one dude who's like, I have the golden sink now.
Can you turn the golden sink on and like have water come out of it, or?
I assume so. I can't imagine that you go through this process and it's useless.
I have a high feeling that it's gonna do absolutely nothing. It's not gonna have any like toggle effects. It's just gonna be a golden sink and you just look at it.
If I can't use it to fill my buckets, then I'm gonna be pissed. Well, I'm never going to make this thing, so I guess I'll never run into that issue. But, you know what? I'm going to vote no on this, just because I hate the joke. I hate the joke that they keep making, and I think it's dumb. Like, I think that you're going to remove, like, 10 mil from the game, and that's going to be it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Now, a good idea would be a golden sink pet.
Oh my god. He's a genius.
All right. I think that's it. I mean, I think in total this change is probably good, the grand exchange tax. They're going to remove like a ton of shit from the game, I hope.
Yeah. Definitely.
The one thing I saw people talking about was in order for people to avoid the tax, they're going to essentially just like do their trades without using the grand exchange.
Yeah. But let's be honest, people aren't going to do that, and here's why. Because since the tax only applies to people selling the items, buyers have no reason to not go to the GE. You see what mm-hmm. I mean? The mm-hmm. only party that would want to not use the GE are sellers, but the buyers don't care about like going straight to the seller because they don't get affected by the tax going to the GE.
it's easier for them to go to the GE anyway. So that, everyone's going to use the GE anyway. It's not going to change anything.
Well, I think that everybody's going to use the GE, except for maybe really, really big items like the Scythe and Twisted Bow. I think that it might be cheaper in most cases for me as like a guy purchasing it to purchase it from somebody like selling it outside the GE. But
yeah,
because like, let's say it goes to one bill, 2% of that would be like what, 20 mil, right? Mm-hmm. Is that right? So let's say like the Twisted Bow is worth like one bill, 20 mil. I think that it would probably be cheaper for you to purchase it if that guy is like willing to sell it for like, let's say like 15 mil less than the GE. It'd probably be cheaper.
Yeah, I could see that maybe.
But that would be like the only circumstance. Somebody is not going to like scour through the GE finding the guy selling 1,000 blood runes to get his 1,000 blood runes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's going to go to the GE, and the guy wanting to sell his 1,000 blood runes isn't going to sit there for an hour spamming selling 1,000 blood runes. He's going to go and he's just going to sell it on the GE regardless of the 2% tax.
So. Yep, because it's quick and efficient.
Yep.
Ken, he said they should add a golden shower instead.
They would never do it because I guess apparently we're playing a children's game, but yeah, apparently. I agreed.
Even though everyone that plays this game is not a child. They might act like it, but at least they're not children.
All right, we'll move on into community submissions. So this one is a suggestion to add guild teleports to the rest of the 99 caves.
Honestly, I had been thinking about this like for a long time because I always wondered why some of the capes didn't do that. So I think this could be good.
Do you know what they really should do?
What?
This is potentially a hot take.
Nick, hot take? All right, let's hear it.
I think that they should redo all of the guilds to make them as useful as the farming guild.
That's true.
For like the their respective skill. Nice. Like the farming guild, you if you're doing farming and you get the opportunity to like you get the level requirement to use the farming guild, you're probably going to use it. Even on my main, on my Iron Man, all my accounts, like, you know, there's an herb patch in there. There's like a reason to go to the farming guild. There is in God's. Like, there's no reason for me to ever go to the Mage's Guild. There's no point. There's no reason. I mean, to buy a new Mystic Top, and that's it.
For buying runes, it's nice on an iron, but that's about it.
Hmm.
But, yeah, the Ranging Guild, useless.
Well, I guess the Mining Guild's somewhat useful.
Yeah, it gets like me to probably, my Amethyst spot quicker.
Yeah, it gets you to the Amethyst spot. Woodcutting guild, woodcutting guild's useful because there's redwoods and stuff there. What else is there? Cooking guild, like the cook's guild. There's no point really going there other than maybe I'm even trying to think. No, I don't really think there's a good reason to go there. Maybe selling pies.
crafting guild is definitely the best for the bank.
Yeah. Crafting guild is super useful, but yeah, I think that they should all be reworked to some extent to make them like useful to go to when you're training that skill for some reason.
Yeah.
Champion's
cape definitely needs something. As hard as it is to get that stupid thing, my God. At least make a max cape variant, like Jesus.
Yeah, they do need a champion's cape max cape variant.
Yeah.
I know people meme about it, but I actually think it should be added.
Yeah. Have you seen like some concept designs for it? It looks sick.
It looks so sick.
Yeah.
And it's such a status symbol.
Yeah. I just want to flex on everybody at the Theater of Blood Bank.
All right. Get ready for this cape idea I have.
Okay. Okay.
It's an Infernal Champions Max Cape.
Infernal and Champions Max Cape. Okay.
So take all those Champions Cape, like Max Cape concept ideas, and put the, like, infernal cape effect over it, but not like the actual like lava texture. Just put that effect of like it, you know what I'm talking about? Like,
yeah.
Black lines overlay over on top of it, but it's still like the champion's cape underneath it. And there you go.
That could be the pretty cool.
The infernal champion's cape.
Nice.
It's like all three capes that people want to show off in one. What's the most, the next one is, what's the most useless agility shortcut in OSRS? I think it's this one. There's basically nothing for it.
What the hell? What is, who uses that?
So I was trying to think, like, is there some reason to use it?
Yeah, the Alcarid mine, that's like west of the mage training arena. There's a agility shortcut, like the northeastern part of the mine. Like, what's the point of that?
So if you do that ancient teleport and then you cross through that gate and then you run down and then you go through the agility shortcut, it gets you to the top of the mine faster than if you walked all the way around.
But I feel like at that point you have better places to be mining, not the Alcarid mine.
No, that's the best place. It's the best place. You know what? I bet you that this is probably useful to like those one chunk accounts.
One chunk man accounts, yeah.
Yeah. There's probably some usefulness to it for them. And then I'm just looking at the comments real quick. Anything that requires you to use a myth grapple on it will always be completely useless. It's true.
That's true.
All right, here's this guy. So you're power mining iron at Alcarid Mine. You get a beginner clue. You get the dig step for north of Alcarid Mine. You just happen to have both a spade and a strange device. This once in a never ever going to happen situation is the only use for this shortcut. Device not needed if you take a shot in the dark to just dig having marked the location.
Jesus.
Wow. Yeah, wow. I guess that's true. If you get that task, that beginner clue task, it's useful. All right. Next one. When someone crashes you at Sand Crabs, so you have to call the whole raid squad. There's like six dudes in max gear.
Actually, those are ammonite crabs, but it's okay.
That's true. Fucking get them, Carl.
Sorry.
He's so dumb.
My elitism is coming out. Yeah, you gotta call the whole squad. That one meme where it's like, you got the whole squad. How's that go? You know what I'm talking
about? You got the whole squad laughing or whatever.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. Yeah. That's what this reminds me of.
The funniest thing for this is like my main account serves like essentially like two or like three purposes now: trading over bonds, and then like its most useful thing is when I'm doing a task on my Iron Man and somebody crashes me, I can crash them with my main.
Yeah, you bring your cannon and set it up.
I bring my cannon and have my like main waste their time. And the whole time they're like, they're either doing like, LOL, you're wasting your time. But I'm like, I don't care what my main does. My Iron Man is still going on another world.
Yep.
I fucking hate when people crash me. I'm petty enough to go and like sign into my main account and come back and like place a cannon right next to you and start trying to burst and cannon at the same time.
Nice. My man.
Next one.
This one's really good. I like this one.
I had an idea for a new type of Slayer monster to make low-level tasks more interesting. New Slayer monster, Mind Goblins.
And it drops the three unique items, the Bofa, the Grabma, and the Sokon.
The grabma.
The grabma. That's a good one. It's just some. It just looks like adding gloves.
Semi-low level slayer monster like Sour Hogs has a rare chance to drop several unique items to access the Mind Goblin Cave. You have to pay a fee to Candace, who can be found outside Candace. Their lair.
Candace Dick. Oh shit, man, children at its finest.
I wonder if there's any like really good comments to this one. I love how the goblin's just like a goblin.
It's just a goblin with a mind rune on his head, on his forehead.
I always imagined a mind goblin as a goblin wearing a mind helmet. The second one. Who's Candace?
Who's Candace?
Candace dick fit in your mouth, hot got him.
Holy shit, I did not see that coming. Thank you, lol. What? Oh shit.
The superior should be the mind dragon.
The mind dragon. That's good. Holy shit.
Suck on these nuts.
One out of one drop rate for imbued heart. One out of two chance of imbued nuts.
We need the amulet of Garglun. It's like a rare drop and I'm sold.
Oh my god.
Don't forget the staff of Swaloma.
Let's not forget the almighty Ligma.
Both exists in the game now. That's a good one.
Man, good meme.
Next one is Bodhi dying on his hardcore Iron Man. Actually haven't watched the video clip. I went and I like
his internet went out. It wasn't even on Jagex's end.
Oh, that's even worse. You can't even
be like, oh, it gets worse because he pays for internet that doesn't go out, like premium internet, and then it went out. That's why it's really terrible.
How long had he been working on this hardcore Iron Man?
Dude, he had a good time. He had an Infernal Cape. He got a spooned and arcane sigil from Corp at 20 KC. He had some, I think he had like a decent amount of Tob and like Chambers KC.
I feel like most of the time that I watch people play on their hardcore Iron Man, they always die to like, they never die, you know, in some crazy thing, like they're, you know, doing hard mode Tob, you know, and they die. It's always like
they die to a DC from, or they die to a cave misclick.
Or like Soup. I watched Soup's whole like 14-hour hardcore Iron Man video where it's like the 2 years of hardcore Iron Man progress. And he fucking dies to his
monitor turns off.
Yeah, his monitor turned off because his power strip broke, and you can even see his lamp turn off in the background.
Yeah.
So like his power strip broke, and once he finally got his monitor back on, which was like 40 seconds later, he died at DK's.
Yeah, someone was saying like if he like turned off his computer completely, it might have X-logged him, but I don't know if that would have been quick enough.
Nah, he did the time for it, and it wasn't long enough, because it was, I think, 45 seconds, and you need to a minute, I think is what it is for X-logging.
Yeah.
And then he said that the other thing that was probably true, but you have to think, like, somebody in the moment, because he doesn't immediately know what's wrong. You know, his monitor's just shut off.
Yeah.
Somebody said that if he'd, like, opened up his phone immediately and then tried to, like, remote control to his computer, or to like if he got on his phone and opened up his stream and then tried to control with like the stream delay his character to like TP out, he could have done that too. But
yeah,
all of these are like
you gotta think in hindsight, really fast.
Yeah you'd have to think like really fucking fast. Anyway, that's why I'll never do a hardcore Iron Man.
Yeah, just die to a DC or, you know, a cat chewing on your monitor power strip, and then it just everything's gone. There's no point.
And then,
and then like, you're having cat for dinner. What?
Most of these people are like, most of these people are limiting what they can do, by being hardcore Iron Men. Like, you know, are going and taking like longer routes to do things, not being super risky when they're doing content. Yeah. So like they're, you know, doing all this shit and then they just die to something completely out of their control.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd be pretty fucking angry. You know, if I spent years working on an account and playing a specific way that I didn't really enjoy just so that I could keep a hardcore status and then I die to something outside my control. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think we can move on into community questions.
All right. You see that?
Yeah, I saw that.
All right.
Next one is, I just learned that R3 occasionally has a free death week event. Would you guys be in support of that being in OSRS? Why or why not?
Free death week? Probably not.
Nah. I mean, I wouldn't want it in the game. Same reason why I wouldn't want double XP weekends. Just because, yeah, like, it gives an advantage to people who are able to show up to that event. And it kind of, like, devalues the prestige. However, what I will say about this is, I do think that I want some kind of event. Because the biggest thing that I missed from, like, the double XP weekends was all that, like, prep. You know, like, oh man, dude, in a month it's double XP weekend, like, you know, gotta start stacking up my supplies, and you know, everybody starts getting ready for like this crazy weekend that they're just gonna grind out. I don't know.
Yeah,
I always liked that stuff. I think it might be interesting, like a way that I thought that they could sort of get the same feeling would maybe do something like every do an event where based on the XP that you gain during that weekend, you earn points and then you can spend those points in like a store to get stuff, do like a special weekend like that or something. And then everybody will want to like get tons of XP. And there's probably other and better and different ways to do that. But events like that were always a lot of fun.
Dude, the beach event from RS3.
Yeah, the beach event. The total.
You can train.
AFK.
You can train every single skill in this one location. It's all AFK.
But yeah, that's probably one of the bigger things that I miss from RS3. Yeah, even like we would get super excited about double XP weekend, and we would go and you know, we were kids at the time, but we would go and hang out at each other's houses and like,
yep. And then play
till like 3 a.m. drinking Monster. So,
yep.
I think that there's ways to replicate that without destroying it.
True.
Like devaluing things.
Mm-hmm.
next is from Renar Weed Co., who asked, do you guys think a Grand Exchange tax could possibly resurrect pay to play trade worlds? Could we see a return to Falador Park? That's funny. We actually already kind of talked about that.
Yeah, I'd say the only way that like trade worlds would come back is if the tax affected both the buyer and the seller. But since buyers have no reason to not make it easier for themselves and just go through the GE, then they're just going to do that. So
I think we'll just generally see an increase of people trying to sell their items.
Like, yeah, I think so.
And maybe being successful at it. If they're selling it for less than the GE and somebody happens to want it. So we'll see an increase, but I don't think that it's going to be like significant or anything like that. Yeah. I think we'll probably see a significant increase in people selling really, really high value items, like some of the like Third Age stuff and Twisted Bow and the Scythe, like all of the really expensive stuff we might see being sold outside of the GE to avoid the tax, but that's about it. I don't think most people are going to sell their shit outside the GE.
Yeah, I agree.
Matt, why can't I be as cool as Joe?
I don't have an answer for you there. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't have an answer for you there, Matt. And why is the show called OSRS Weekly when you guys post bi-weekly? Shouldn't the name be OSRS Bi-Weekly?
We post every week. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we post every week. Yep. Actually, the fact that you think that we post bi-weekly is hilarious. Because if you did the math, we are definitely not even bi-weekly. We might even not be monthly.
We might be bi-yearly at this rate.
But I think this podcast has been going for 6 years, and we're at 36 episodes. Jesus, yeah, that's like one every 2 months.
That's a really bad ratio.
Let's see. 36. Yeah, that's one episode every 2 months. We're bi-monthly.
Yeah, easy. Nope, OSRS Weekly returns. Yeah.
Why is Joe's hog so small? I wouldn't know, Matt. That's kind of weird that you do know.
Yeah. I haven't seen his hog.
Timpani asks, what's your favorite Mexican food?
Ooh. I don't know.
I'm trying to think. Quesadillas. I think quesadillas.
I just like chicken and like beans and rice. I don't know what the dish would be called, but something like that. I love Mexican food though. That shit is good as fuck.
I'm going to go with quesadillas. I think quesadillas are like my favorite Mexican food.
Yeah, quesadillas.
I really like quesadillas.
Are tacos? Tacos are technically Mexican, right? Or no?
Yeah, I like tacos. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, tacos are top tier.
One of my favorite things to get at Taco Bell, it's off the menu item. It's something I've created myself. I get a cheese quesadilla and I add the beef to it. So it's a beef quesadilla. It's fucking amazing.
That sounds really good.
It's fucking amazing. So anybody listening, you know what to get next time you go to Taco Bell. Tell them you want a cheese quesadilla and add beef.
Dude, I miss the quesaritos. Those are so good.
You can still get them, but you have to order online.
Oh, really?
It's like a weird thing.
Okay,
yeah.
I might have to do that today. I'm feeling some Taco Bell.
Yeah, I found that out because Sarah's favorite item at Taco Bell is the quesarito, and then it went away. And then we went like a year without ever having Taco Bell, and then I went to go order online, and I saw it. So it's like an online-only item.
Yeah.
There's something else I was going to say about Taco Bell, but I don't remember. Oh, for Mexican food, my favorite thing to order at a Mexican restaurant is they normally have like some cheese and rice bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do is I get like the cheese and rice bowl and I add chicken, steak, and shrimp to it.
Ooh. So
it's like this giant mess of like meat and cheese and rice. It's delicious. Next is Kent Lev, who says, besides the baby man pet, are there any bosses or activities you would like to see a pet added for? I want one for Rum Deal. What's the fucking minigame called?
I know what you're... Oh, Trouble Brewing?
Trouble Brewing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I want one for Trouble Brewing.
What would it be? Like be cool. a fever spider, maybe? Or whatever those things are called?
Yeah, I think it could be a fever spider. I'm trying to think of like the other stuff that's there. I think you could make it some kind of like squid too.
A squid. Dude, Squid Game?
Squid Game? Squid Game? Squid Game was good.
It was.
Oh wait, didn't Timpani have like a Squid Game question? And then I remember this. I said I'm a man of my word. I said that everybody gets the opportunity to watch Squid Game and then I'm gonna spoil it. So now I'm spoiling Squid Game. All right. In Squid Game, which one are you in the final three? The dumb guy who won, the guy who won's friend who kills himself, the girl who dies for seemingly no reason at all.
I like how he worded this. Like, everyone's dumb. Some people died for no reason.
I'm going to be the dumb guy who wants friend who kills himself. Because I would probably be, like, super ruthless. And then I would get to the end and I'd see you. Yeah, Carl will be... Joe.
I'm the girl who dies for no reason because I'm good at
death. That's Joe. He's not here. He's not here to give himself a real role. So he gets to be the girl that dies for no reason. Well, that actually I kill. So I killed Joe.
Yeah, technically. Well, I mean, she was already dead before you killed her. But yeah.
I think she was still alive. But she was basically dead
because she had no medical treatment. It was over for her, dude.
Yeah.
So I'm the dumb guy that wins then. All right, great.
Yeah, you're the dumb guy who wins. Because I'd probably be ruthless throughout the whole game show. And then I'd get to the end. And, you know, and then you and I are playing Squid Game. And then I'd be like, you know, is this worth it? And then I'd kill myself.
And then I'd kill myself.
In a video game.
In game, guys? In game?
Yeah, in game. In a video game.
Yeah. Look at the GIF. That's funny. Yeah, that's so creepy.
It is so creepy. Timpani didn't put this in the questions, but I think this is interesting. Are they gonna make Flask for 8 size pots or 6? I don't know. That would be interesting, adding like an 8 size pot.
Oh, like from RS3. I don't know if that would pass.
Is that an RS3 thing?
Yeah, it is. Flasks, and it's just is it 8 doses? I thought I remember being 6. I can't remember.
He said or 6.
It's one of the two. Either way, it's more than like normal vials.
That's
it's absurd how broken they are, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that they would pass, but it's interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the questions. Kent Lab says, I already did that one. Farmer Joe says, why does Joe keep skipping shows? I heard he's in jail. What do y'all think?
Well, I hope he's not in jail. Everything okay, Joe?
next one is Kent Lab again. Thought on new range gloves. They lowered requirement to 45 defense so peers can play. Should a best in slot item have such a low requirement? I thought the same thing. I remember reading in the post, and also they brought it up in the Q&A, that I think it was 55 defense was the requirement, and then they lowered it for peers.
I wonder why they did that.
I mean, I'm assuming because people complained, but...
True.
It doesn't seem like that big of a deal to me. I don't know. The difference...
I mean, yeah, it's not that big of a deal.
I think that it probably should have a higher defense requirement. I think it should honestly be higher than 55. But if this is the hill that Jagex wants to die on, I'm not going to... This isn't like something I'm going to fight over.
If this is the die that Jagex wants to hill on, then yes, we will accept this offering.
Yeah, I'll accept this. I don't think that this should be the case, but I think if I vote no on it, it's not like they're going to be like, oh, people voted no because of the 45 defense requirement. Because
of the defense requirement, no.
I think that they would just be like, oh, they don't want... Yeah, they would be like, oh, they just don't want this item in, and then they wouldn't bring the item in, so...
Yeah. You know what they should do for polls? I just thought of this.
What?
If you like vote no on something, there should be like a box that opens up that you can type in something as like a suggestion or like a reason as to why you're voting no. You know, giving some constructive criticism to the developers, because just voting no doesn't tell them anything.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, that's a lot of work for them to have to read a whole bunch of shit. But I mean,
I think that they could go and they could add in, like, if you're voting no, are you voting no because of, like, and then list a bunch of reasons.
Yeah. That's fair.
I guess the problem that you run into there is that people would be more inclined to vote no on things because now they're going to say, like, why? And what you could run into is, like, let's say we did that with these gloves or with these van braces. And then people go and they vote no. What if it's just like even across the board? Like, I don't like the plus two range strength bonus. I don't like the 45 defense requirement. I don't like the way they look. I don't like this item in general. And then they're just like, oh, okay, you know.
Yeah,
I guess, can see that. I guess we can't add it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's it.
Okay. All right.
There were no good reviews. Show. Man, that's
no
crazy.
Reviews. Just dude, I'm gonna log in right now and give a review.
Yeah, give it a 5-star iTunes review.
And then you have to read it, right? For the next show.
Yes, I have to read it no matter what it is. Look, okay. if you want to say bet. Something crazy and you put it in the questions for the show, I just ignore it. I just don't read it. But if you if you say something crazy and you want me to read it, like an entire fucking paragraph of Shakespeare, I'm forced.
5-star
you've got me at gunpoint.
You'll read it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then join the Discord.
Yeah.
And ask, join the Discord, go into main chat, at Joe, why weren't you on episode 36?
Yep. Right. Oh yeah, and then my fun fact. So last time I told you guys a secret about making potions with a boost,
mm-hmm.
and actually that was not entirely true. So that trick only works for stamina potions. So that there's your fun fact.
I'm trying to think if I thought I had like a fun fact.
I think I remember you talking about something like a week ago. I don't remember what it was though.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Must not have been a very good fun fact.
If you want some really good fun facts, go to It's Will's YouTube channel and watch the
video. Yeah.
There was some shit on there. I've watched like tons of RuneScape like fun fact videos, which Flipping Old School RS. He has some like really fucking interesting fun facts. Like every single time I watch one of those, I learn a ton of shit about the game that I didn't know was a thing. And I've watched all of those, you know, I've seen dozens of his fun fact videos, and It's Will brought some bangers that I'd never heard of. So
yeah,
like there's a 9mm handgun in RuneScape.
And it's the trivia says something about it being a reference to the real life 9mm handgun. That shit is funny.
All right. Well, I'll see you guys next week because we're weekly. We're
weekly. Next week, guys. Next Saturday. See you then.
Bye.
Bye.
Just to hear you sing it out. Step from the road to the sea to the sky. And I do believe.